hope shines brightest on a dark horizon. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, the service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. In the next few minutes, we'll find out why Christians have hope despite record-level persecution, how kids in Haiti are getting a new start, and what you can do about today's top crises. But first, it's a dangerous time to be a Christian. Open Doors USA just released its 2016 World Watch List, and it shows that violent persecution is on the rise again. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
Every year for the last 3 years, you've seen nearly doubling the number of martyrs for their faith. So that tells us that these trends are very dangerous, that they are consistent.
The World Watch List shows the world's biggest hotspots of where people are persecuted for following Christ. While there are many other trends to note, a few stand out more than others. Libya's in the top 10 for the first time ever. And Nigeria, which holds the world's worst terror group, Boko Haram, dropped off the top 10. Nigeria is not the only surprise.
Very difficult in Somalia, exceptionally difficult, but yet it's dropped in the list because it's so difficult in these other countries like Pakistan.
And as they say, knowledge is power. Go to our website to get the full list and then use it to fuel your prayers. And looking at the World Watch List can be a little daunting, but it doesn't have to be. This weekend, E3 Partners is holding three webinars to help people, like you, address the problems of today. More so, it's highlighting what God is doing during hard times. Topics will include God's work through Christian persecution, how he's serving refugees, and how to prevent modern-day slavery. The best part, the webinars are free. Find out more by visiting missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Bethany Christian Services recently announced the launch of a new social service program in Haiti. Through its division, Bethany Global, the organization is starting an in-country foster care program. By working alongside the government and other partners in Haiti, Bethany will give kids a chance at a home and love. Families are already being recruited for the job. Pray for the success of this new program and for the kids involved. Stay tuned to learn more. A Kelton research study reveals that a lot of women hate their feet, but if feet have a purpose besides the obvious, they become beautiful. Melissa Highland of Beautiful Feet International just returned from Costa Rica, where she finished training 32 women to work in their pregnancy centers.
Our international pregnancy centers educate women, help them to choose life, help them to take care of themselves and their babies, and primarily, more important than anything, to give them the gospel and disciple them, help them to become disciples of Christ.
How beautiful are the feet of those that bring good news? And suddenly, it's not about me anymore. What else does Beautiful Feet do?
We do mission trips around the world, all kinds of mission trips, medical mission trips, children's program, English as a second language, sports camps, eye clinics.
Teams are forming now for the 2016 trips. Beautiful Feet is all about that first step of faith. Links at missionnews.org to get you started. And finally, Set Free Ministries has a number of project ideas for this year. The first objective is working with a new sect to the prison ministry, which is based in their home community. Set Free's Dean Vandermeer fills us in on the details.
2 weeks ago, we asked who was all in, and I would say probably three-quarters of the guys raised their hand. That's really exciting when you see men who are incarcerated, who understand their identity in Christ, know they can be forgiven.
But they also have a lot more projects going on, like child sponsorship, or even the chance to take a mission trip. And you're invited to help out.
Anyone can help in any dimension. So we're looking for those type of partnerships with churches, with schools, with businessmen, and even children can help other children. Let's become that church that Jesus wanted, where he says, now go and make disciples. And I think if you enter into that going and making disciples, that's where life begins.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free book, Why Do You Persecute Me? It highlights the lives of 8 persecuted Christians who share valuable life lessons. They're also sharing stories of strength, faith, and hope. So get your copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at our website, missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.